1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 13 reads, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron, forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for bodily exercise profit a little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Precious Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for ministers that are faithful to the scriptures. We thank you for faithful hearers that hear the word of God and recognize that it is sound doctrine and stand on it and live by it and are possessed by it. Father, thank you for this church, and thank you for all those that will hear this message. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Been preaching the last four services, and this may be the last one on a series, Truly Blessed. Truly Blessed. And I chose it because you talk to folks, everybody blessed. Everybody blessed, no matter how they living, no matter what they doing, you ask them how they doing, and I'm blessed. And we've been talking about that, and we talk about it over and over and over. And I don't know if anybody ever said this week, did anybody ask them how you doing? I'm blessed. You probably thought about some of the messages. Because a blessed person has a responsibility to the one who's blessed them. Let me say that again. The person who's blessed has a responsibility to the person who's blessing. Now, first service, we talk about satanic blessings. And we know Satan blesses. He promised Jesus in the wilderness, said, "You bow down to me, and I'll give you everything." But that's hard. Well, that'd be a hard one to turn away, wouldn't it? You look at your credit card debt, and you look at your car payments, your house payments. You got kids trying to go to college, and here you got Satan saying, "If you bow down to me, preacher, I'll take care of all that. All you got to do is open your doors. Let anything come in here. Let everything I send you come in. And don't say nothing to them." Then we talk about a boss man. And we talk about a boss man as a man who's blessed. But with that blessing comes a boss. See, when you get a blessing from God, then God becomes your boss. We don't like being bossed anymore. Folks don't like being told what to do. You talk to folks in today, and you tell them what the Word of God is saying, they'll tell you right off the top. I don't care what that Bible says. These are safe folks too. I'm talking about. You know, I that's an old book, and that was for then, and that don't apply today. Well, I don't know. I think I read somewhere in the Bible say, "I am the Lord God. I change not. I'm the same today, yesterday, and for evermore."
I want to talk to
myself today, and I've invited y'all here to hear a message about the characteristics of a blessed pastor. Amen. I preach to y'all all the time, and in another time, Columbus was asking me last week. I said, Columbus, a lot of times I'm preaching, but I'm sitting and I'm just listening to myself, and I feel like I'm sitting down and I'm being preached to. So I'm always preaching to the church, but I'm preaching to myself. But today, specifically, talk about the characteristics of a blessed pastor. Let me say that again. The characteristics of a blessed pastor. That's what Paul's writing to Timothy, saying, Timothy, I want you to be a blessed pastor.
Amen.
Okay? And what comes to your mind when you say, well, a blessed pastor is going to be faithful to the scriptures?
Amen.
A blessed pastor is going to be a pastor that preaches sound doctrine. A blessed pastor is going to be a preacher who preaches with a little tenacity. I think about this all the time, and you know, and I'm on the road all the time. I see an accident, and recently I seen an accident, and they had the jaws of life. They had the jaws of life. They were trying to get this person out of the car and flipped over and down into a ditch. That'd be us in that car, and when God saved us. I don't think anybody in this congregation been saved with some mamby-pamby message. Because anytime you preach a message of repentance and confession of sins, that's calling you out. That's challenging. And now we live in a day now where people want folks to confess their sins. And you can be saved without confessing your sins and repenting. That's not sound doctrine. That's not good. And you need to ask your loved ones, and we have a responsibility, and we don't like to do it because we don't want somebody to cuss at us and holler at us and rebuke us and tell us we judgmental, and we do all that kind of stuff, and that's just Satan trying to hold on to this person that God has put in your life to talk to. And if someone tell you they're saved, then you ought to see some of the fruits of that. You shouldn't just say, well, you say, well, child, you blessed, and move on. No, that's your loved one. Have you confessed your sins, and have you repented? And repent means turn. One of my favorite verses, y'all know, is in 1 Thessalonians 1:9. And they turn to God from idols. But I want to talk about this blessed pastor. Some of the characteristics. The blessed pastor must be a man of the word. Okay?
Amen.
He must be a man of the word. He must continue. The Bible says he must continue in the word. When everything is going against him, continue in the word. And Peter, in that great sermon, and the day of Pentecost, and the months and weeks after Pentecost, here's what he wrote in Acts 2:42. He says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayer. Four things that are particular to these apostles. That should be particular to any faithful man of God, any pastor that says, I'm blessed. He ought to be continually hearing the word, continually preaching sound doctrine. They had all things in common. All the apostles agreed on Jesus.
Amen.
They all taught that he was sinless. That he was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. That he died on Calvary's cross. He was buried and he rose on the third day and he ascended into heaven. All the apostles had all things in common.
Amen.
They all would have taught John 3:16 the same. They all would have taught Ephesians 2:8-9 the same. They all would have believed that there is none other name under heaven whereby a man must be saved. They would have taught that. It's not being taught today. They would have taught that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but through me. And that's radical. And folks don't want to talk about that no more because, you know, well, my cousin is Hebrew Israelite and my other uncles are Rastafarian and my other brother-in-laws are Islam. And listen, let me tell you what the Word of God says.
Amen. Truth is truth.
Truth is truth. We're going to preach this gospel.
Amen.
And you may save your Muslim uncle.
Amen.
He was saying, Muslims need to be saved if they go into heaven.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And they would have had the same, they would have had the same teachings. And they would have prayed. They would have prayed to the what? To the one true God.
Amen.
They wouldn't have been praying to Mary. They wouldn't have been praying to Buddha. They wouldn't be praying to Joseph Smith and none of them. They'd have been praying to the one true God.
Amen.
And they'd have been showing up. And they'd have been showing up when they had these prayer meetings. Hebrews 10:25 said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some. These folks love the Lord. These folks love the Lord. They love praying. A blessed pastor ought to love the things of God. Love praying and be hot to teach, preach, and prayer. Let me talk about some other things that a blessed pastor is. Because we use that word, we just use it. People say, we use it. And we cheapen God's message when everybody's blessed. When everybody's blessed, we cheapen it. People say, well, ain't nothing wrong with saying it. It's everybody not blessed. Okay? There's a behavior that comes with being blessed. There's a lifestyle that comes with being blessed. Okay? Man of God, the blessed pastor is shaped by the things of God, shaped by the Word of God. The Word of God has shaped him. It's changed him, and it's continually perfecting him. Continually perfecting him. Now, this is not just for the man of God. This is for the woman of God. This is for the child of God. We are being perfected. And one day we're going to be perfect, but it won't be on this side.
Amen.
Okay? But while we're over here, we're working toward perfection. Bible says in Romans 6:7, here's the man of God, here's the child of God, here's the woman of God. He said, but God be thanked. See, the blessed man, the blessed pastor is constantly thanking God. Because the more you study God's word, the more you understand God's truths, the more you thank God that he saved you. See, the longer you serve God and the more passionate you serve God, the bigger heaven gets. And you understand, if it wasn't for the Lord, you'd be still out there in your sins. And many of us might be already gone and gone to be with Satan. Well, we don't like to hear that. We want to tell everybody, well, you know, everybody, no. Paul says this. He said, but God, Romans 6:17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sins. Past tense. Watch this now. He's not thanking God because we were servants of sins. He's thanking God because we were delivered from being servants of sin. Watch the text. But you have obeyed from the heart that God changed, that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Now, we know, because I know I preach Paul enough. Paul preached one thing. He didn't have no buffet of messages. You wouldn't come to Paul's church and hear him talking about the five love languages and how to work your finances and how to get out of debt. He didn't preach that stuff. He didn't preach that stuff.
Amen.
Okay? Paul said we preach Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
Okay? And that's the only way you're going to be delivered.
That's right.
You're not going to be delivered coming here saying, when me preaching a message, why you shouldn't eat bologna. Okay? Watch this now. But you obey from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Which was delivered you. Who was delivered to us? For God so loved the world that he delivered his only begotten son.
Amen.
That's what it means. He delivered his only begotten son to us. Why? So we would not perish. Watch this. The doctrine that was delivered unto you, the teaching, that word doctrine means the teaching, then being made free from sin. How about that? The true teaching of the gospel freed us freed us from sin. No other way. There's none other name, none other name under heaven whereby a man must be saved, and you got to hear it. That's why we have so much going on in the church. So many folks in the church not hearing nothing. What a sin. That man of God, that pastor will be accountable. Amen. Will be held accountable. Not teaching. Not protecting your flock. Not feeding them the right things. Just wanting bigger flocks. Listen. Being made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness. What's Paul talking about? You were a servant of sin. You heard the word of God that was delivered unto you, Jesus Christ and him crucified, set you free, and you became servants of righteousness. And then we have to look at ourselves. Who am I serving? Am I a servant of righteousness? What an easy question to ask. Bible said we did it last Sunday. Let a man examine himself. And what in the first question on that examination should be, am I a servant of righteousness? Man of God, the blessed man of God, gonna hold fast that. And folks are like, let it go. It's too much. No, it's never too much. It's never too much. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the form of sound words. Hold it. Preach it every day. Preach it every second. Preach it every Sunday. Sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast. Hold on to sound doctrine. Why? Because folks want to take it out of your hands. Folks want to change you. They want to rip truth out of you. Why? Because truth holds people accountable. And if the man of God don't have truth in his hand, folks be happy. They be happy. They go to church and truth not being preached, and folks can come to church any kind of way. They can come to church any kind of way. They can hop out of bed with somebody else's husband. And they can hop out, they can be in all kind of mess, just still got a hangover. And come to church, don't hear nothing, and they walk to the preacher. That's why I like this church. So I can live any kind of way, and I can come here, and that's just all about love. Love, love, love. Love everybody. Loving you straight on down the highway to hell. Straight on down the highway to hell. That's what false teachers do. That's what false teachers do. We're going to love everybody. We don't care how you live. We don't care what you're doing. Our responsibility is to love you. That ain't why you go to hospital.
Amen.
He said, you know, church is a hospital. You know, I don't go to hospital to read magazines.
Amen.
Okay? I don't go to doctors because I want to read the new Ebony magazine. They still make them. They used to have Jet magazine. Remember back in the day, you go to the doctor, then they got all the Jet magazines, and we sneak in there and look at the centerfold. Mary said, that's some old school stuff there. but nobody go to hospital if they ain't sick.
Amen.
And people say, well, the church is like a hospital. But then give them some medicine. And don't tell the church a hospital. Just sit there and we'll you know, just sit there and be sick. Just sit there and be sick for 2-3 years. No. If you come to the hospital, what the church is, then you ought to get some medicine. If you ought to get some word on that sin, you ought to get some message from God about that behavior that's causing you that spiritual sickness.
Amen.
Oh, you know, I'm not that sick. You know, you need a shot. You need a shot. See, you know, these preachers don't want to get nobody no shots. And the church is sick. Oh, it might be big, but it's sick.
Amen.
I like, you know, you know, it's big, but it's sick, okay? You got a big, sick church, okay? With a doctor that should have his license revoked.
Amen.
Oh, Pastor. No. Hey, listen. You don't want to go to a hospital and all the folks sick, doctor coughing. Doctor, come. Doctor, how can I help you? You can't help me. You sick.
Amen.
Well, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine. The pastor, the best pastor, is filled with sound doctrine.
Amen.
Doctrine. Bring up the question. Well, you know, you hit it with doctrine. I don't have no answers. I'm gonna give you the Bible.
That's right. Amen.
Well, why can't women be preachers? Because women can't be men. Now that's just simple. You ever see a man pregnant? Okay? You see a man pregnant, that's a freak of nature. That's a hellish thing.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. When you see a woman preacher, that's a hellish thing.
Amen.
And if you say, oh, no, when a man won't step up, listen, step to another church.
That's right. Amen.
Just keep stepping. Because God said in his word that a woman must not usurp authority over a man. We don't want to hear it. Well, you know, a woman could be anything, whatever. Okay. Can a woman stand up and pee? Can a woman impregnate another woman? See, a woman cannot be a man, and God said a man should be a pastor. A faithful man. Husband of one wife. Y'all.
Amen.
Whatever. And y'all just sit up under the women preachers and what they gonna tell you? What could a woman preacher preach? See, let me keep going. Y'all man, you're on my hobby horse. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna give y'all a list. Now I'm in here 2 or 3 times. Jeremy in here 4 or 5 times. I'm gonna give you this list. Okay? It's found in 1 Corinthians 6 9. Y'all familiar with this list. And now you're not gonna love these type of folks out of these sins. Okay?
That's right.
See, when you waking somebody up that's dead. When you waking somebody up that's dead, Paul said in Ephesians, when we were dead in our trespasses and sin. Listen. Now, when I know Jacob Fireman, and I know some of y'all had first aid class, but they teach you how to work them defibrillators. Okay? Okay? See, you gotta shock somebody's heart back to working. You're not gonna, a little, come on, heart, come back to life. No, that man, if you don't put them defibrillators on there, he ain't got no chance. You just standing over here, come on, wake up. Come on, I need a pause. No, you gotta shock some of these folks.
Amen.
I had to be shocked back to my senses.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We gotta love them. No. You gotta shock them. You gotta punch them in the mouth.
Amen.
Shake them. Your loved one on the floor having a heart attack in the city come over to me. Keep you okay? No, she gonna be shaking me. She better be starting to get me mouth to mouth. You just gonna start, well, he looked like he dying, Karina. What we should do? Shake him. Find out if he's alive. Call a doctor. You on the phone going hysterical, going crazy. But let our loved ones dying in sins, and we so casual. Oh, just let him die and go to hell. And you know, just let him die. Yeah, you know, we nothing we can do. Shock him. Get up out of that relationship. Don't bring it around me. Don't bring him around me. Don't bring her around me. Don't be in here smoking. Now we have kids. They smoking blunts right in the house. Smoking, drinking, right around the parents, cussing and swearing. You know, my father and mother have never, ever in their life, till their dying day, ever heard me cuss.
Amen.
Around them. Around them.
Uh-huh.
It was yes, Dad. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Beg your pardon. See, want to know that? Huh? What? That's what they say. They, you know, they call me now. They say they don't call me old school. They just call me school. And I'm cool with that. School. They call me at the gym. What's up, school? Watch these folks. You in here. Everybody in here. Don't sit here and say, well, my sin ain't in there. Your sin in here. Okay? Know ye not that the unrighteous. Uh-huh. There you go. That covers all of it. And Paul said, just in case you think you ain't right. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Don't let these fake, phony, false preachers tell you that you can live any kind of way and go to heaven. That's what Paul's saying. Don't be deceived by the false teachers. Telling you that all roads lead to heaven. Oprah say, there's 100 roads lead to heaven. No. Oprah, you're wrong. There's one road to lead to heaven. Okay? And Jesus, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man comes through the Father. I don't care what Oprah say.
Amen.
Okay? Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. They had a movie star a couple years ago, died in bed with a woman that wasn't his wife. Now, I'm pretty sure. Well, he in a better place now. Well, I don't understand. Because see, the scriptures say, no fornicator. Okay? And if he had a ring on in his pocket? Nor idolaters, nor adulterers. Okay? Yeah, how many of y'all know we got a city full of single unmarried preachers. And now what you gonna preach? Uh-huh. Single. Dating. Sexually active dating preachers. Oh, my. Huh. Nor thieves. See what? See, the thieves come to the church. Oh, they saved. Huh? You know, thieves saved. Nor covetous, nor drunkards. He's only got a drinking problem. No, the Bible says he's a drunkard. Okay? Nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty plain and simple. That's pretty cut and dry. Now watch this now. You think Paul preached a little mamby-pamby, we got to love everybody. Well, you know, we got to love the fornicator. We got to love the adulterers. They here at church. We got to love them. We got to love them. Let me tell you something. I just use myself. If I'm a fornicator and I'm sitting in church, I'm looking for somebody in that church to fornicate with. I'm just keeping 100. I'm looking for somebody to fornicate with.
Amen.
If I'm a fornicator. If I'm a fornicator going to church, and if I'm not checked at the door by the word of God, I'm looking for somebody to fornicate.
Amen.
I'm just telling you how a fornicator think.
Uh-huh.
See? I left the game, but the game didn't leave me. Uh-huh. I know how a fornicator think. You looking to fornicate.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If I'm a homosexual, I'm looking for somebody to homosexual with. If I come to church and I'm a homosexual and that pastor don't check me at the door, I'm looking.
Amen.
I'm looking. Oh, I'm cool here. It must be some more like me in here.
Uh-huh.
See, we don't want to check. Well, let them come in and let them sit for a while. You can sit for a day. If you can sit with me, Mr. Homosexual, Mr. Fornicator, then you're going to hear something. God, that's why I only got 9 members. Well, I got one more than Noah had. And I ain't worried about it. Because I don't live off the church.
Amen.
Church don't pay my bills and don't pay my rent and don't get any nails done. No. See, you understand what I'm saying. And I know it's well, you know, it is what it is. You with dead folks, you can't talk nice to dead folks.
Amen.
And get them to come to life. Okay, you got to shake them up. And you got to slap them around and shake them up. See? Amen. Then that thief, then that covetous person, then that fornicator, then that adulterer, then that effeminate man, then those that abuse themselves with mankind. They say, oh, I ain't never heard it like this before. And when you ever woke somebody up out of their sleep? I go in a room, Cindy be in there asleep, and I turn the lights on. You know what? Now, Cindy don't cuss. She don't cuss. But she told me to turn the light off. Turn that light off! Because, see, we like darkness. And when you wake up your dead, in the dark loved one or family member, they cuss you out, maybe. They may threaten you, or you ain't no good, you a hypocrite. That's why I hate Christians. I hear all that stuff. But you know what? That's how it is when you wake somebody up. You wake somebody up, hit them with that word, and they wake up and they mad. They mad. I don't know how mad they, how long they gonna stay mad. But they wake up mad. You go in there and shake your kids up and get them ready for school, and they wake up. Hate school. Paul preached the gospel. Uncut, unedited, end up getting his head cut off. See, preachers don't want to get their heads cut off. Amen. See, preachers don't want to get their heads cut off. Or they don't want to get their car payment stopped, and they don't want to take their gas card, and they don't want to take their housing allowance, or their Medicaid, or they pass their anniversary. I ain't giving him nothing to pass their anniversary, because see these unsaved folks give a lot to these preachers, because they don't have a problem. This, you leave me alone, I'll pay you. Okay? Hush money. Wow. Hush money. I ain't never thought about that. Listen. Paul preached to these lost folks. And he says, and such were some of you. But I preached the necessity of being washed, of being justified, of being sanctified. I preached it to you. And you were delivered, not by the works of man, by hearing the unadulterated, uncut word. Amen. No other way to get saved.
That's right. Amen.
You're not getting saved listening to the contemporary Christian music. You know, well, I didn't went to churches, and the preacher, they just singing and shouting and running around and laying hands on each other and tonguing it all up, and the preacher come in, he ain't got no message, so he said, well, the Holy Ghost didn't already showed up, ain't no use me preaching, and leave, and I'm sitting here like, you jackleg.
Amen.
That's a jackleg. Well, the Holy Ghost didn't already did his job, I ain't no use me preaching. Some of y'all have seen that before.
Yes. Amen.
See, some of y'all have seen that. That's a jackleg.
Amen.
This is the most important part of the Sunday service. That preacher ought to come in and say, oh, y'all sit down. It's time for the word to be preached.
Amen.
It's time for the word to be preached. Sit on down. Y'all can do that after I preach. And if you preach it right, ain't going to be nobody dancing.
Amen.
If you preach it right. Ain't nobody going to be dancing. All them fornicators and adulterers and homosexuals will be sitting there convicted in their sins.
Amen.
And they'll be already looking at their watch. Oh, I'm going down to Elder So-and-so's church. Oh, they don't preach against this stuff. You just out of your mind, preacher. See the blessed man, the blessed pastor is blessed by God. Let me say that again. The blessed pastor is blessed by God. Okay? Because men are fickle. Men and women are fickle. See, we at a point in church today, people don't care about the word of God. They don't care what the Bible says. It's all what they desire, their emotions, all that. And they feel, I feel God. God had called me to be a pastor. Let me tell you something. God ain't called you, sister. Okay? I don't care what your emotions tell you. I don't care what your desires tell you. I don't care who touched your foot at night. I don't care. Nobody called you. Okay? Why? Because God's word say you're not called.
Amen.
Well, I don't care. I heard a preacher tell me this. A woman preacher tell me this. She said, I don't care what the word of God said. I know what I felt. I said, go on, sister. Do your thing. You do what you want to do. Because I can't tell you. Y'all know the rest of that. Jake don't, but y'all do. Let me keep moving I got so much. But listen, the man of faith, the blessed pastor, is one who just stays at it. Because he knows folks gonna come at him with their personal stuff and their feelings and emotions. They trying to push the man. They trying to push the man away from the scriptures. They trying to push the man away from the scriptures. They trying to make their sin acceptable in the church. That's Satan's job, to get the church to keep lowering the standards, lowering the guard, lowering the guard, lowering the guards. And now everything just walk through and everybody is comfortable in church. Mm-hmm. And again, they pay you hush money. And they do anything they can to quiet down. Listen, quiet down. That's too much. You know, Sister So-and-So is living like that. And you know, Brother So-and-So, you're going to run everybody away. Let me give you a verse. I'm going to have to look it up. Ezekiel 33:9. I thought I had it wrote down, but I don't. Let me find it. Ezekiel 33:9. Ezekiel should be an easy book to find. Listen. 33:9. Watch this now. This is a fabulous verse. Okay? Watch what the man of God is being told by God. He says in Ezekiel 33:9, he said, nevertheless. I got to go back. I'm going to do my Wednesday night Bible study thing. Got to go back a verse. I'm only going back one. No, I'm going back two. I'm going back to verse 7. I'm going back to verse 7. Ezekiel 33:7. Watch this now. He says, God's talking. He said, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth. Watch this now. And warn them from me. A blessed man is a warning man.
Amen.
A blessed pastor gonna warn, warn, warn. Okay? That's all he do. He warn. He don't accommodate. He warns. He warns and warns. And every Sunday y'all come in here, y'all ought to be hearing a warning message. Warn. I wonder what the pastor gonna warn us about this week. Because that's the job.
Amen.
Now stay with me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, O wicked woman, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity or in his sin. Okay? But his blood will I require at thy hand. Oh, preachers need to hear this. See, you wouldn't be wanting to run to the pulpit if you believe the Bible. If you believe God's word, ain't nobody running. We are herd of folks. I sit here and some preachers got 15 women preachers behind them, all with their collars on. Preach the word to them and they'll run out of that pulpit. If they believe. Let me read verse 8 one more time before I hit verse 9. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his ways. He said, if I speak to the wicked and I tell that wicked person, if you don't get out of your wickedness, you're going to die in your sins and go to hell. Mm-hmm. Okay? If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, because you're scared, because you know if all the sissies left your church, okay? And all the adulterers and all the fornicators and all the drunk, you'll be down to 22. Okay? But I don't want them to run away. I need them. See, Jesus didn't need them.
Amen.
Let me tell y'all a story off the top of my head, so don't quote me verbatim. But in John 6, Jesus had a whole lot of folks following him. He had a multitude, thousands of folks following him. And he turned and looked at him and said, man, I got some sissies, I got adulterers and fornicators, I got all kind of folks following me for the wrong reason. And the Bible said he turned and told him, he said, if you're going to follow me, all 10,000 of them. Imagine him going down to T.D. Jakes' church and preaching and saying, if you're going to follow me, if you're going to follow me at the potter's house, You're going to have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. I got to be everything to you. You're going to have to lay off all that stuff. You're going to have to sell some stuff and give it up. Because I got to be everything to you.
Amen.
And they looked at each other. The Bible said they looked at each other and said, that's a hard saying. Who can do it? And the Bible said, and they turned and followed him no more.
Amen.
And you know what Jesus did? He didn't turn. He didn't say, wait a minute, 10,000 tithe paying members. And listen, he didn't care about his $5 million house and his Oprah contract with TV and all. He said, listen, let it go. He turned to the 12 and said, will you also go? And Peter said, where are we going to go? For thou hast the words of eternal life.
Amen.
See, y'all that all these big churches. And listen, let me tell you something. Everything ain't big ain't good. Okay? And you go to your doctor, and he tell you, well, that tumor was the size of a little pinhead, but now it's the size of a baseball. You're not going to say, really? You mean it's growing like that? Man, how big can it get? No.
Amen.
No. You ain't going to say, can it get as big as a basketball? No. You're going to say, can you get it out now? Get that mess out of me now before it bursts and metastasizes and spread all.
Amen.
We got churches just metastasized. Just sin everywhere. In the pulpit, in the choir stand, in the usher room, in the trustee board, in the janitors. Everybody touching God's stuff ought to be holy.
Amen.
The moment you walk on this in this parking lot, you ought to be just like Moses. I'm on
holy ground.
Amen. Let me get this last verse. Now, the wicked man telling his people, the wicked preacher said, I can't tell my preachers that people that because they ain't gonna like me. Okay? Watch verse 9. Nevertheless, now this is good. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, warn him that's sin. How you living is sinful. How you living is wrong. How you living going to lead you to hell? Turn or burn. That's the preacher's job. Now, if the preacher doing his job, the Bible says, now, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity and go to hell. But thou has delivered that's so.
Amen.
See, I'm not going to hell with y'all because y'all don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Huh? That's what it's saying. I'm not going to hell with none of y'all.
Right.
Y'all not going to get into hell and say, well, that bald-headed old school preacher didn't say nothing about this. Yeah. No, you ain't going to have that excuse. So Jesus got all, he got all my sermons online.
Amen.
He got all of them on file. He going to say, well, listen, February 10th. 2019, he preached you this.
Amen.
That's just a word. Stay with it. Why? Watch what Paul says. Paul telling Timothy, stay with it. Stay with it, blessed man of God. Blessed pastor of God. Stay with it. And watch this now. And he says in 2 Timothy 3:12, and yea, and all that will live godly in the Christ shall suffer persecution. Ain't no preacher supposed to be invited to the Super Bowl party with all a bunch of crackheads. The pastor was at the Super Bowl party. He was drinking and drinking wine, and he was in there. He was having a good time. Joel Osteen at the Super Bowl. He had the Super Bowl having a service, not a service, but he's just talking about the game. Come on, man. But evil man. And seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Y'all know what that means? Look around. Evil men waxing worse and worse. And the longer you deceive, the longer you deceive people, the more you become deceived. You can't deceive people if you're not being deceived yourself. Okay? But watch what Paul tells Timothy. He said, Timothy, blessed man. You want to be a blessed pastor? You want to be a blessed pastor? Now, you're not going to be the most popular one, because I didn't already told you. You know, all that live godly in Christ shall suffer. You're going to suffer, Timothy. But if you want to be a blessed pastor, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Listen to me, Justin. In that front a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. Now here's the key to the whole verse. Here's the key to the whole verse. I'm almost done. All scripture. You can't take pages out because it don't fit your desire, your emotion, or your need. Listen. All scripture, every page of it, every dot and tittle, okay? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, sound teaching, reproof. Tell them, old ladies, tell them, Jezebel, get up out of here.
Amen.
With the word of God in a loving way. Once they get up there, they hard to get out. Impossible. I have people call me and say, God called women. You got women in your pulpit and you're scared of them. Okay? You need to ask God to give you strength to be a man. You know what the word of God saying. I'll explain it to you. How to use scripture to do it. You reprove false teaching.
Amen.
For correction, for instruction in righteousness. For instruction in righteousness. You have to instruct your people how to live right. That's the job. That's the job. That's the duty of a blessed pastor. Now, bootleg pastor, a jackleg pastor, he's not going to instruct you in righteousness. He don't care how you live. He don't care how you live. All he worried about is his credit card, his gas card, his car payment, whatever, his pastor anniversary, his new suits, and all the stuff that these folks swindle out of the church. Watch this now. You want to be perfect? You want to have a blessed pastor? You want to have a blessed pastor? It ain't about you giving him nothing. You know, you don't bless me by giving a pastor nothing. Here's how you bless a pastor. You want to have a blessed pastor? Here's how you bless a pastor. You show up at Sunday school, and you show up Wednesday night, and you take that word of God, and you apply it to your life, and your pastor's blessed. And your pastor's blessed. You can give him a whole lot of money and don't participate in nothing. And how much money I get? That's a fake, brother.
Amen.
Okay? Watch this now. Here's how you bless him now. That the man of God may be perfect. Here we go. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's it. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This is on me. Because I want to be a blessed pastor. I didn't say I want to. See, y'all got blessed on me. You know, take a special offering for the pastor. It's his birthday. It's his anniversary. It's Valentine's Day. These pastors are just working at people. Hey, God, listen, you know the pastor's birthday, you know the pastor's anniversary, you know the pastor's wife's birthday, and now you got pastors and their wife's pastor. Y'all know what that is. I hope y'all know what it is by now. It's business. You cannot justify paying the pastor's wife if she's not on staff. So I make her co-pastor. That way she can get some of this money too. Okay? Because you can't just give it to her. You gotta write it off. But here's what she do. She teach the men. Huh? The tax collector, the IRS will say, ain't no woman supposed to be teaching them. She teach the men. What's she teach them? Let me say all this to you. I know I'm getting on some people's nerves. I hope I am. I got so much. Let me tell you. This last one. Seriously. Pastor. The pastor has to preach with tenacity. With tenacity. Y'all know what that word means? Tenacity. Okay? And Jews say we ought to contend for the faith once given. We ought to be red hot. Okay? We ought to be red hot. Devil ought to be mad when he hear a man of God preach. See, that's how it was back in the day. When a man of God showed up, when Samuel, one of them men of God showed up in the town, folks were like, oh, Lord, they go sackcloth and ashes. Because they knew man of God showed up. That's where the word reverend comes from. Reverence, it was a godly fear. Man of God showed up. Now we got church, men of God, come dancing out. Come dancing out, singing. No man of God doing no dancing and singing. See, that's why they call me school. Old school. Listen. Preach with tenacity. Imagine getting in the ring with Mike Tyson at his heyday. Okay? Do you think Mike Tyson's corner man is saying, take it easy on him today. Take it easy on him. Don't swing at 50%. Because he's a nice guy. No. That ain't what his corner man say. And if this corner man was saying that, Mike Tyson was crazy anyway. He writes, I listen to that. And he trying to destroy you. He is trying to kill you. And then when you on the ground, Mike Tyson come over there with that little sweet voice. Hey, you okay? Eyes all the way in the back of your head. You okay? See, that's how Satan is. He not playing with you. He not playing with your loved ones. He not playing with your kids. He not playing. He is trying to destroy them. And look what he's doing. Look what he's doing. I'm sitting there watching TV with Krina and I'm sitting here like, they got AIDS medicine commercials on primetime TV with sissies talking about, well, if I take this, I got less chance of getting AIDS. I'm sitting here like, are you serious? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, what is this world coming to? See, Satan ain't playing. They promoting AIDS medicine. So you can take it before you have a... Paul told Timothy. He said, Timothy, listen. The world is a mess. He said, the world is a mess. It's a mess, Timothy. And here's what you got to do. Bless pastor. You can't do this if you're trying to be popular. You can't do this if you're trying to be Mr. Pastor of the Year or get a Dove Award or whatever awards they give out to these brothers anymore. Listen, preach the word. Okay? Be instant in season, out of season. Here we go. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, the word of God. Put the word of God on your people. Put the word of God on your people, Timothy, if you want to be a blessed man of God. And you hear it, and you take it, you folks take it, and put the word of God on your loved ones. Put it on them. Tell them the truth. Oh, we so scared to tell the truth. Well, hey, you know, Mother's Day coming up. If I don't tell my kids the truth, they may not come home for Mother's Day. I hear some of this crazy stuff. Because I work in a place with all kind of crazy women. Okay? And they say crazy stuff. You know, I can't get my kid out of the house. And listen. You call the police. Okay? Well, some of y'all like that little Cortez woman, because she won't turn America into a socialist. You know what she said in her bill? Listen, if you don't even want to work, we'll send you on vacations. Stop it. Preach the word, Timothy. Titus, he says, Titus, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Preach the word. Preach the word. So Keep coming.
I'm done.
Done. Preach the word. Instant. In season. And out of season.
Amen.
We're going to pray. And we're going to welcome one of our own. Wants to give his life to the Lord. How about that? No man. Young man.
Amen.
Young man want to give his life to the Lord. And start young. Can't even wait till you get old. Don't wait till you get old. Give your whole life to the Lord. You wait till you get 50 years old, you only got a quarter of your life to get to the Lord. Give your whole life to the Lord. Precious Lord, we just thank you today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the faithfulness of God. Thank you for scriptures that support the message of Christ. Thank you for scriptures that to tell us how important it is that we be truly blessed by God. And being blessed by God, we become blessings to others. Blessing to others. There was something that was said, Father God, that the church is a hospital.
Yes.
And sick folk come in. But they don't come to the hospital to relax. They come to get medicine. To get some antibiotics. To get something. I hope somebody can hear something today. Whether here or whether online. Hear something. Father, thank you for everything in Jesus' name.